Did you really read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
والكافي تهذيب استبصار من لا يحضره الفقير.
How much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on RIB English Radio with Brother Hussein, a book lover and a student of Tarbiyat Mudarris University of Tehran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. This is IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran, and we are Bookshelf. In Iran, one child is born every 26 seconds. Although they create just approximately only a quarter of our population now, but they are our entire future. Therefore, the most important objective in any community must probably be the proper raising of their children. The more you invest on this generation, the more you shall yield in the future. They are the generation that shall achieve mankind's next breakthroughs, come up with unprecedented novelties, and make history. Instead of molding children into parrots that regurgitate their parents' ideas, we should teach them to think and thus take our rationality and understanding one step forward. Children are not tools for making their parents' dreams about themselves true. We should unfold them and help them discover who they are and aid them to become what they were created for. I'm sure you can agree that a person can leave behind immense wealth and property, but the most important thing any person can leave behind is their children. A good child brings eternal blessings to their parents, while a bad child can cause unforgettable misery for his community. There is a lot to study about children, but perhaps the most important thing to know about them is that they are fantastic learners and skilled imitators. So the best way to teach a child something is to give them a proper role model. I guess grown-ups also need role models for how to treat children. Today, we want to introduce a book about the Prophet and how he dealt with children. You're back to IRIB English Radio, and we are Bookshelf. We were talking about the importance of raising children properly. In Persian, we have a saying that basically means it's better to fight over your values at the beginning of a relationship rather than trying to figure things out later when they're already too complex. Similarly, it's easier to raise children properly rather than change the mindset of elders. The book we want to introduce today is called The Prophet's Attitude Towards Children and Youth by Muhammad Ali Chinarani and published by Ahlul Bayt World Assembly Publishing and Printing Center. Ahlul Bayt World Assembly is an organization in Qom focused on the dissemination of Shia knowledge and sciences in several languages and dozens of projects. The Prophet's Attitude Towards Children and Youth by Muhammad Ali Chinarani is a book divided into two distinct parts, dealing with the Prophet's attitude towards children and towards youth separately. The subject is presented using sayings from the infallibles, historical accounts, and the occasional findings from scientific research. The contents of this book are, in regards to children, their upbringing, affection, kissing children, playing with children, feeding, greeting, and punishing children. And the part in regards to the youth is all about the life force of youth. Young people are attracted to religion, state employment of youth, and characteristics of youth. Let's take a short break. I'll be back to read an excerpt.
Allah, there's only one God, and Muhammad is his messenger. Allah, la ilaha illallah. Allah, there's only one God, and Jesus was his messenger. Allah, la ilaha illallah. Allah, there's
there's only one God and Moses was his messenger. Allah, la ilaha illallah. Allah, there's only one God and Abraham was his messenger. Allah, la ilaha illallah. Allah, there's only one God and Noah was his messenger. Allah, la ilaha illallah. Allah, there's only one God and he created Adam, and we are the children of Adam. Allah, la ilaha illallah.
Broadcasting from Iran, this is Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. Let's quickly go through the book, The Prophet's Attitude Towards Children and Youth by Muhammad Ali Chenarani. I'll be reading chapter 4, Playing with Children, on page 18. Anyone with whom there is a child shall treat him as a child, the noble prophet. One thing that affects a child's personality is adult participation in children's games. A child tends to imitate adult behavior firstly because of his physical weakness, and secondly because of the force and power he sees in adults and the love that he naturally has for growth and development. When parents descend to the level of children and take part in their games, children will indeed be happy, excited, and feel inside that what they do is very important. Therefore, it is very important to play with children as part of their upbringing. This is considered by psychologists to be a parental duty. T.H. Morris writes in Lessons for Parents, "Be friends with your children and play with them. Tell them stories and have friendly chats with them. Parents should especially know that they have to come to the same level as that of children and speak to them in the language they understand." Another psychologist stated, "It is necessary for the father to take part in his children's entertainment and games. This mutual understanding seems necessary. Indeed, there are different times, places, and chapters in life. A father who takes part in his children's games indeed does not spend much time for this, but he is aware of the great importance for the child of the fact that the father descends to a child's level to take part in children's games, however little the time may be that the father spends for this. One of the instincts that God has endowed children with is the interest in playing. Children run, jump, or sometimes entertain by toys and take pleasure in moving them around. Although such movements may appear useless in the beginning, they are necessary for the development of their tender bodies and souls and improve their abilities of thought and innovation. This is perhaps one of the reasons why Islamic narrations advise playing with children. Playing with children is a practice that is important in the development of independence of will and the stimulation of creativity and innovation. When a child makes a structure with his toys, his thought mechanism functions like that of a construction engineer, and he takes pleasure in his success. When he faces a problem in his tasks, he thinks of a solution. As a result, all his actions strongly affect his personality.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
All right, unfortunately, that's all the time we have. Until next week, why don't you make a log of how you have been treating the children around you and compare that to the Prophet's behavior? I'm sure there's something in it for all of us to learn. If you want to know the future of a society, look at how they deal with their children now. We introduced the book, The Prophet's Attitude Towards Children and Youth, which you can download from al-islam.org. Until next week, a lot of reading. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.